Look at my notes. This week's Sedra, we have two Parshas this week in Tzavon and Vayelech. In Parshas Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. One of the last mitzvahs in the entire Torah, the second last mitzvah, Tofrish Yud Beis, 612. The Torah writes as follows, Vayetzav Moshe Oysam Lemer, Miketz Sheva Shonim, B'moyed Shnas HaShmita. At the end of the seventh year following the Shmita year, B'chag HaSukkos, B'voi kol Yisrael le'royis es p'nei Hashem alekech l'mokim asher yivchar. When all of Kal Yisrael come to the Beis Hamikdash to be seen, tikra es ha-Torah hazois, you should read this Torah, neged kol Yisrael ba'oznehem, in front of all of Kal Yisrael, you should assemble Kal Yisrael, hakel es ha-om, ha-anoshim, v'hanoshim, v'hataf, men, women, children, they should all be there in attendance for the reading of the Torah. The Gerach Hashem Bishorecha, L'man Yishmu'u, L'man Yilmudu V'yoro Es Hashem. In order they should listen and learn Tzifei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shomru La'aseis, is called Divrei HaTorah Hazeis. So we know, of course, this is the famous mitzvah of Hakel, which was performed only once in every 7 years. It's a very rare mitzvah. It was performed after Sukkos, on Motzah Yom Tov of Sukkos, following the Shemitah year. As the Mishnah in Sotah tells us, in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, number 4 on the sheets, Pashas HaMelech Ketzad, how is this performed? Moitzi Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the Motzi Yom Tov of the first day of Sukkos, Pemoitzi HaShvius, Oysin Loi Bimo Shel Eitz Ba'azorah, they erected a platform in the Azorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, Behu Yoyishev Oleho, and he would sit on it, Shenema Miket Shevashonim, etc. And then there's a whole process, a whole ceremony. Chazan HaKnesses, Natal Sefer Torah, V'Nesna L'Reish HaKnesses. V'Reish HaKnesses, Nesna L'Sgan, V'Sgan Nesna L'Koyen Godel, V'Koyen Godel Nesna L'Melech. It was, must have been a magnificent ceremony, and eventually, V'HaMelech Oymed U'Mekabel, V'Koyre Yeshev, he would recite it actually sitting down, which was Chiddush, because normally you're not allowed to sit down in the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash, but he did, he recited the Torah in the presence of the entire Klal Yisrael, men, women, and children. That's what the Mishnah tells us. And this is Halacha Psukah number 7 on the sheet. The Rambam tells us in Sefer HaMitzvah number 16. Tezayin v'hamitzvah ha-yudvav hu shetzivonu lahakil es ha'om kuloi, to assemble all of Klal Yisrael b'sheini mi-sukkos, on the second day of Sukkos, b'chol moitzoi shmito. V'likroi k'tzas parashiyos b'mishnah Torah, and they would read some of the Parshas, the Gemara and Soto discusses exactly what part of the Torah was recited. This is it. This is the mitzvah of Hakel.
It was a miracle, right?
How they managed to get everybody in there? Yeah.
Not only get in, how the people can even get to hear it. Because there is only one time happened with us when Kodesh Baruch Hu talked to all of us. We can hear everything. Here it's...
Now the Rambam writes, the Rambam writes, and the Sefer HaChinuch writes the same, and this is what I'd like to discuss a little bit today. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, right at the end, he counts out all the mitzvahs, the 248 mitzvahs I say. And as you'll see, number 8 on the sheets, he says as follows, Umehem, he says, you'll notice that there are some mitzvahs, gamkein mitzvahs, einon nehagois elo b'yeis habayis kayom. There are some mitzvahs which do not exist unless there is a standing Beis HaMikdosh. Kegoin chagiga, korban chagiga, obviously cannot be performed if there's no Beis HaMikdosh. Re'iyah, to go and be seen, yom tov time in the Beis HaMikdosh, you need a Beis HaMikdosh. U'mitzvahs hakel as well. The mitzvah of Hakel is not performed, is no chiyuv whatsoever, unless there is a Beis HaMikdash. The Sefer HaChinuch, number 13 on the sheet, says the same, V'neheges mitzvah zu, b'zman sheYisrael al admosam. Only when Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, meaning not in Golos, the Beis HaMikdash is up and running and standing. Neither the Rambam, nor the Sefer HaChinuch actually told us why it is that there is an exemption from this mitzvah, or the mitzvah does not apply when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And there are a number of different reasons, and that's what I'd like to look at a bit today, at why it could be that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's no mitzvah of Hakel. It would seem to be l'fum riato that it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. All you have to do is the king stands up and he reads all the parshiyos, and that's all there is. I understand there's no korbanos, there's no re'iyah, but why is this mitzvah contingent on the existence of the Beis HaMikdash? So we're going to look at four or maybe five different reasons why this could be. If we look at the pasuk that we started off with, you'll see some of the words there are in bold. But the second line that's in bold says, "Bavoy kol Yisrael leiro'os es p'nei Hashem lekecha." This mitzvah is performed when Klal Yisrael come to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning when they are mekayim the mitzvah of re'iyah. Now, there's two ways you could translate that pasuk. Either the pasuk is simply describing the time of year that you need to mekayim the mitzvah, namely on Sukkos, because that's when Klal Yisrael come to Yerushalayim, or maybe the Torah is actually telling you that no, it's dependent on performing the mitzvah of Re'iyah. It's not just a reference to the zman of the mitzvah, it's telling you that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Re'iyah. The three times a year that there is an obligation to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, that is followed up every 7 years by the mitzvah of Hakel. It's not just a reference to the zman, it's a reference to the performance and the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Re'iyah. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Chagiga, number 9 on the sheet, the Rambam says as follows, top left hand corner, mitzvahs asay lahakil kol Yisrael anoshim v'noshim v'taf b'chol moitzo'ei shmito ba'aloysom l'regel ba'aloysom l'regel, as they are oile l'regel. And then he says v'likreis bo's name and atir, etc, etc. It would seem to be from the Rambam that the Rambam takes this very literally, that the mitzvah of Hakel is not just merely performed every 7 years, but it is absolutely contingent on the mitzvah of Re'iyah. More so, if you look in the following halacha, in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, number 10 on the sheets, the Rambam says, Mefurish, Kol hapotum min hare'iyah. Anybody who's exempt, for whatever reason, from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and doesn't have the obligation to come up to the Beis HaMikdash, Potter, he's exempt also mi mitzvahs hakel. So you see quite clearly that the Rambam has made these two mitzvahs dependent on each other. It's not just merely a zman, but in fact the two chiyuvim are contingent on each other. If you can perform the mitzvah of re'iyah, there's a mitzvah of hakel. Those who are exempt from re'iyah are exempt from hakel. The truth is, I was thinking there's even a stronger raya. Where does the Rambam write the halachas of Hakel? In Hilchas Chagiga. Now we know it's Yodua. The Rambam chose not just the wording very accurately, but he chose the location of all the halachas and how much Torah has been written based on where the Rambam wrote his halacha, in which sefer, in which perek, in which halacha. The very fact that the Rambam writes Hilchas Hakel in Hilchas Chagiga itself shows that it has something to do with Chagiga. And it's very unlikely that it's merely there because, well, it happens to do with that time. It would suggest that, no, it's part and parcel of Hilchas Chagiga. Part of Hilchas Re'iyah and Hilchas Chagiga is that once every 7 years, the Hilchas, the Chiyuv of Re'iyah, is followed up by a mitzvah of Hakel. And as we're suggesting, it's quite mashma like that from the Pasuk. And if that's the case, then that'll be our number one understanding why there can't be a mitzvah of Hakel nowadays. Because if it's true that it's dependent on the Chiyuv and the Kiyum Re'iyah, nowadays there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah of Re'iyah, so by definition there cannot be either a mitzvah of Hakel. A second suggestion is, again, if you look at the first pasuk once again, Vayetzav Moshe Oysom Leimor Miketz Sheva Shonim B'moyed Shnas HaShmita. Torah is telling us that this mitzvah is performed on the second day of Sukkot following the Shemitah year. Maybe, and we'll soon see, it's not just a maybe, it's a definitely, there is room to say that the mitzvah of Hakel is also contingent on there being a proper mitzvah Shemitah. In other words, once again, the Torah is not just giving you a zman, that it's a once in 7 year mitzvah, it's telling you it has to follow the Shemitah year. Now we know that bizmanenu, according to most Rishonim, and this is where we pass in the halacha, there is no mitzvah Shemitah min haTorah. There's a chiyuv drabanan, but min haDeraisa there is no mitzvah of Shemitah bizmanenu. If you look at the Me'iri says in Soito, number 6 on the sheets, Kriyas HaMelech v'Pashas Hakel, Shehuzkir b'Mishnah, Loi Hoysa, it did not take effect, Ad Shemonu Shmitin, until they started counting the Shmitah cycle. La'acha Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, as we know, there were 7 years of battle, another 7 years of dividing out the land. It was only after those 14 years that they launched the Shemitah cycle. Says the Me'iri, during the first 14 years there was no mitzvah hakel. Why? Shahari ne'mar bo shnas ha-shmitah. So you see the Me'iri takes it quite literally and says that if there is no Shemitah, then there's no hakel. And the Chazon Ish expresses it clearly like that. If you look at the last Maromokim on the sheets, Chazon Ish and Shemitah, Shviyah, Siman Gimel, he says the e shvius bizman by a sheni drabonon gam mitzvahs hakel drabonon. If Shemitah is downgraded to a drabonon status, then hakel goes with it. The e ein Shemitah ein moitzoi Shemitah. You can't have moitzoi Shemitah if there's no Shemitah. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, and the Me'iri is saying so clearly, that if there's no mitzvah Shemitah min haTorah, there cannot exist a mitzvah hakel min haTorah. Which would mean, once again, that we now have another reason, a second reason, why we can't have the mitzvah of Hakel nowadays, at least midoraisa, because there's no Shemitah. No Shemitah, no Hakel. Third reason. There is a discussion about the exact location. Where did the mitzvah of Hakel take place? Where did it take place? So in the Psukim it says, when all of Klal Yisrael come to the Mokim Asher Yivchar, we know that's a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. If you look at the Mishnah in Seit that we read before, the Mishnah says Mefurash, Oisim Lo Bimo Shel Eitz Ba'Azor. They erected a platform there in the Azor. As you pointed out, it was a nace, they managed to contain everybody. But once again, the suggestion is that the mokim, the only place you can be mekayim this mitzvah, is in the Azora of the Beis Hamikdash. And actually there's a raya for this. There's a raya, a clear raya. Because Rashi, in Seif Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, says, number 5 on the sheets, he says, Rashi asks the question, why was it a very bizarre time? Why was the second day of Sukkot chosen for this mitzvah of Hakel? I understand that Torah says it's got to be after Shemitah. First available opportunity, that's Sukkot. So do it first day. Why second day? Why Motzei Yom Tov? Says Rashi, number 5 on the sheets, Umiu, the Yom Tov Loi. They could not do it on Yom Tov itself. She'ein Tikkun HaBimo. Because they could not erect the Bima. That performance of the erecting of the bima, the platform, you cannot put that up today. So what are you going to say? Fine, so do that yesterday. Prepare it on Erev Shabbos. Says Rashi, Umi Esmoil Nami Loyov Dinon Lo. And yesterday, Erev Yom Tov, there was no way they could put up this platform. Why? The Doch Kolo Azora. Because they would have been too squashy in the Azora. Which is quite an amazing thing. We're talking about a miraculous thing anyway, how everybody managed to fit in, etc., etc. But I'll call upon him. Rashi says Mefurash, and he's quoting Yerushalmi and Megillah, that says you cannot put up the bima on Shabbos or on Yom Tov because it will take up too much space in the Azorah. Therefore, the first available opportunity is on Motzei Yom Tov. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that the mashmals is, it seems to be that the makom of the Azara is the only place you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Hakim. Otherwise, why would you push it off for a day when you can have the bima outside, put it on the street, prepare it on Erev Yom Tov and do it in the street? The mashmals is that no, it's got to be done in the Azara, nowhere else. And if that's the case, we would now have a third reason why we can't have Hakel nowadays, because we don't have the Azor. A fourth reason is, and this is also a subject to much discussion, who actually read the Torah at the performance of the Mitzvah Hakel? So we're all used to the notion of it was the Melech. Surely it's the Melech. Some Rishonim call it Mitzvah HaMelech, Parshas HaMelech. Look at the Mishnah in Saita. The Mishnah in Saita says, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. But the truth is, there's a whole big discussion. Did it have to be the Melech, or could it have been somebody else? The Nafka Mina being very simple, when did they start being Mekayim Mitzvah Hakel? When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have a Melech straight away. Shaul HaMelech, who was the first Melech, was only appointed many years afterwards, in the time of Shmuel HaNavi. So does that therefore mean that until that point they didn't have the Mitzvah Hakel? The Me'iri has told us during the first 14 years, that definitely not, because there's no Shemitah. But what about after that? Minchas Chinuch says, if you look in number 14 on the sheets, V'hinei Mavua B'Shas, he says, the HaMelech HaYakire, that the king would be the one who would read out the Torah. The Eini Yedeya, he says, I'm not sure im halacha l'moshe m'sinai keinu, is that a halacha de dafke melech? It's got to be the melech and nobody else. Ve'im ein melech b'Yisrael, ein mitzvah klal. If there's no king, maybe there's no mitzvah. Im kein. If that would be the case, says the Minchas Chinuch, ad shol ha-melech olav ha-shalom, it would turn out that they couldn't be mekayim this mitzvah until the first king was appointed. The efsha, says the Minchas Chinuch, perhaps you don't need a melech. The lab dafke melech rak godel shabadoiroi, the godel, the greatest of his generation, olav hoyo mitzvah im loy hoyo melech. So it doesn't have to be the melech. The kein nira mitzad hasvora, says the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, I would suggest, even though he doesn't have a clear proof, but he says, I would suggest it doesn't have to be the Melech who reads from the Psukim. It could be somebody else, namely, it could be the Godel Hador. And others say Mufurish. If you look at the Chizkuni al HaTorah, number 2 on the sheets, on the Psukim that we started off with, Tikra Es HaTorah, you should read. Who's you? Who's you should read? Says the Chizkuni, LeYehoshua HaYomitzaveh. He was instructing Yeshua. Right, Yeshua was about to take over leadership of Klal Yisrael. Yeshua had the status of a melech. Now many rise, I think could be we even mentioned this recently, according to some, in order to battle against Amalek, you have to have a melech. Who fought against Amalek in Parshas B'Shalach? It was Yeshua. The Rambam there says, in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, because Yeshua had the status of a melech. So there is much...
Not much of him was here then.
Yeah, but he didn't go and fight.
No, but he was a melech.
He didn't go and fight, he was davening. But Yeshua did go, so he also had to have the status of the melech. Now, it's a bit of a question that you're asking, because you can't have two kings at the same time. Ein shtei melochim. I'll call upon him. That's the shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. It's a big machloikas. The Netziv al HaTorah says, Mufurish.
You need to have a bayit kavua, it need to be before the base of Egypt is built on her bayit. The Mishkan had moved from place to place. Did it have to be a permanent place?
So that was part of the discussion, whether it's Toilah on Re'ir and Toilah on Azar, which means you'd have to have the Beis HaMikdash. The truth is, if you look very carefully in the Loshon HaRishonim, the way they define this mitzvah, you'll notice there's a little bit of a difference between how the Rambam words it and the Yoreim words it. Look at the number 7 on the sheets. The Rambam says, what is the mitzvah? Shetzivonu lahakil esa'om kule. The mitzvah is gather everybody together and read the Torah. Ulikra is katzas. Who should recite? Not a word. So too in Hilchas Chagiga, number 9 on the sheets, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, Lahakil, Kol Yisrael, etc., etc., and read from the Torah. Who should read? Doesn't say anything. You get to Halacha Gimel, 2 halachas later, the Rambam says, V'hamelech husha yikra ba'oznehem. And the Melech should be the one to recite. Now look at the way the Urayim defines the mitzvah. How did the Rambam define it? The Rambam says, the mitzvah is, gather everybody together and recite the Torah. By the way, one of the details of the mitzvah is that the Melech should read it. The Urayim, look at the Urayim, in Siman Tof Lamed Gimel, number 12 on the sheets, the Urayim says as follows, Mitzvah Hakel, Siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'sheyikra HaMelech Es HaToyra SheYovayu Kulam Nishmaya. When the Melech is reciting the Torah, everybody, by the way, should come and listen. They almost are defining it in opposite directions. The Rambam says, the mitzvah is gather everybody and read the Torah. Ah, by the way, who's going to read it? Oh, the Melech. The Urayim goes the other way around. The mitzvah is, the Melech has to read the Torah. Once he's reading the Torah, then gather everybody and collect them together. The Mashmos, although it's not absolutely Muchat, the Mashmos is from the Urayim that it's not just a little prat, a side halacha that, by the way, the Melech has to be the one reading it. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, when the Melech reads the Torah, everybody should come and listen. Whereas in the Rambam says, no, the mitzvah is, recite the Torah. Who? Oh, the Melech. So then the Michas Chinuch could be right. Maybe it's not the Melech. Maybe it could be somebody else. I'll call upon him. If we are to assume that you need a Melech to recite Hakel, then that will be a fourth reason why we don't have Hakel nowadays, because we don't have a Melech. So we have four reasons.
That would also mean that the mitzvah didn't apply.
It's all Shaul HaMelech.
At the earliest.
Right.
Not until Shlomo when you go to buy it.
If you need a Beis HaMikdash, 100%. So we've suggested four reasons why there might not be Hakel. Now, there's a very interesting discussion that even if we understand that there's no mitzvah of Hakel, why is it that there's no takona that we should do something, a zeicha lahakel? We shake lulav for 7 days, there's no mitzvah, min ha-teira. We do koyreich on Seder night, right? Everybody knows, zeicha l'migdash kehillel. So we find that sometimes Chazal will masakin a mitzvah where even though it doesn't exist nowadays because no Beis HaMikdash, etc., the masakin is zeich.
We did it. We replaced it by reading every week.
Not every week. Every week was a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu. But there is something similar to what you're saying. This is a question posed by some. But why were Chazal not masakin a zeich? So the truth of the matter is that some Rishonim said there is a zeich. They say that some have the minig on Hoshana Rabbah to read all of Sefer Dvarim, Mishneh Torah. Where does that minig emerge from? Some say that's a minig because of a zeicha for Hakel, which is interesting because Hakel was done every 7 years, not every year. If you look at the Abar Benel ala Torah, the Abar Benel says, number 3 on the sheets, V'shemikan nishar haminig b'yomeinu sh'b'yom hashmini chag ha'atzeres ha'achroin, on the end of Yom Tov, nikras yom simchas Torah. We have a Yom Tov called Simchas Torah, although if you look in the Torah, there's absolutely no reference whatsoever at all to the fact that this is Simchas Torah. Shebo onu mashlimim es ha'Torah, and oimed ha'godl shebekohol. That's where the minig of the Chosn Torah comes, which always mechaber the Godel Shabakol, and he reads it, L'dimyan Maisa HaMelech V'zman Ha'ilahahu. So according to the Abar Benel, the fact that the Rav of the Kehillah, or Godel of the Kehillah, is mechubed with reading the last part of the Torah, that itself is a zecher to the mitzvah of Hakel. In 1889, there was a Rav, very famous, David Rabinowitz Tumim, known as the Aderes. He was a Rav in Ponovich. This is Tof Resh Mem Tes. This is 100.
Same name as mine.
And he stood up in 1889 He was initially in Ponovich. He then moved to Eretz Yisrael. He came to Yerushalayim. And he said, as far as he's aware, since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there has never been any type of Zeicher for Hakel. And he said, I would like to institute that every Rav should get up in Shul every seventh year, end of Sukkot, and should talk about the Inyonim of the Inyon of Hakel. Ashrei Hadoir, he says, if only the Gedolim will listen to me, and he himself was one of the Gedolei Hadoir, V'chol Rav, every Rav, Yidroish B'daitoi, B'yom Shabbos Kodesh and Chol HaMoed Sukkos, which is just prior, or so just post the Motzei Yom Tov. He said it'll be a wonderful thing, that'll be Mevi Geula La'olam V'aleihem V'aleinu Tovoi Birchas HaTov. That was in 1889. In 1945, there were a number of people who decided to make an official Maimud at the Kosel. 1945 was the year after the war, of course, the year the war ended, and they made a huge ceremony at the Kotel in which they recited from the Mishnah Torah, and they made a whole maimed, and it was a whole ceremony. And they put out a chiveres called Zeicher LeMitzvos Hakel. And the Chazon Ish was shown this chiveres, and he wrote, apparently, on the book, there were those who saw it, he just wrote, Oser La'aseis Ken. Absolutely awesome to do such a thing. And I saw somebody with Mitzayan and Igeres at the Chazon Ish writes, absolutely lambasting anybody who suggests that you can misaken new mitzvahs. You've got a kasha. Why Chazal were not misaken an official zeicha? Fine, good kasha. But to make a whole ceremony out of it to be Moisif on the Torah is absolutely awesome. The Briskerov was against it. There's a letter also produced by, written by Rav Shach at the time. This was later on in 1988. Chas v'sholem la'asois mi mitzvah ha-Torah is a ceremonia. You don't make a whole ceremony if that's not what was instituted by Chazal. Chas v'sholem, he says, it's a bizoyen ha-Torah v'osel lehishtatif b'zeh. Nobody is allowed to take part in it. And I've seen Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Yibod L'chaim Tevim, Reb Eliashiv, and Reb Adi Yosef all said that one should not be mishtatef in such a huge mass ceremony. Others say that Fakir ended up in Chilul Hashem, because who was the one who they were mechabed to read from the Torah? You can imagine who were the Gedolim, quote unquote. Some of them were completely irreligious. They were mechabed to read from the Torah. It's not a Kiddush Hashem, it's a Chilul Hashem. It needs to be pointed out, none of that is a stira to what the Adera spoke about in 1889. He never proposed to make a whole ceremony. He said every Rav should talk about it in his shul. I remember very clearly the Rav in the shul that I used to daven in London. I remember at least twice on the Motzah Shmita year, he gave a whole shiur on Hakel. I don't remember if he referred to the tzivui of the Aderes. It's true, the Gedolei Olam of recent times that don't make a whole ceremony and a whole blitz and a whole glamour and the press were there. That's not what we're trying to do. The Adera said you should mechazik the Inyan and talk about it, that nobody disputes. I just want to finish off. I know we don't normally say drush in the shir, but because this is the last shir, we'll let our hair down. A very famous Gemara. Who has to come to Hakel? It says men, women, and children. Men, women, and children. So the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Chagiga. It says Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka and Rabbi Elazar were walking towards Rabbi Yeshua. And they said, tell me, no, what did you learn in the Beis HaMedrash today? So he said, no, I don't want to tell you. They pushed him, come on, what did you learn in the Beis HaMedrash? So in the end he said, fine, I'll tell you. He said, today in the Beis HaMedrash, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was there. And he had a drasha. He said, I understand why men come to learn. And I understand why women come, they come to listen. But why do the children come? What's the point of the children coming? So he said famously, they come litein schar l'mevi'ehem, to give schar to those who bring them. Omar lahem, so he said, wow, margolis tuva hoysa b'yadcha, what a beautiful diamond you had, ubikashtem la'abdom meni, you didn't want to tell me in the beginning, I had to push you and convince you to tell me. What an unbelievable drasha. The Meshech Chochma, in his Goinus, in this week's Sedra says, also unbelievable about this drasha. Yeah, very nice drasha. What did he say? Oh, Margolius Tuva, fantastic drasha, and you were going to hide it from me. So he says, because it's Yerushalmi Yevomus. Ro es Rabbi Yeshua, the Kora Olov es Mi Yeridea. Zochur Ani, says the Tana, Shehoisa Imoy Moileches Arisose Le Beis HaKnesses. His mother would bring him in the crib to the Beis HaKnesses. Bishvil She Yizdabku Oznov B'Divrei Torah, that his ears should hear the words of Divrei Torah. Who was this talking in the Gemara? It was Rabbi Yeshua himself. His mother brought him as a child in the crib to the Beis HaMedrash. That's why he said, "Ubikashtem la'abdu meni." I appreciate the value of this drasha because my mother used to do it to me. She brought me to the Beis HaMedrash, therefore for me this is a beautiful drasha. Now, hold on to your chairs tight. I heard my Rav, I was growing up, I don't know which year, the year after Shemitah, he spoke about Hakel and he said over this Meshech Chochmah. He said he once went to the Gerer Rebbe, not sure which Gerer Rebbe, probably Beis Yisrael, I would suggest, and he told him the Meshech Chochmah. And the Gerer Rebbe said, I should have done a search on the computer, I haven't had time. He said, three times in Shas, you'll find a very bizarre Loshen by the Tana, where the Tana says, Shomati v'lo yedei lefarish. I've heard this halacha, but I don't know what it means. One is in Sefer Pora, I don't know where the other two are. Said the Ger Rebbe, if you check all three times, it's Rabbi Yeshua talking. And he says, what it means is, Shomati, when I was in the crib, when my mother bought me as a child, I heard the halacha then. I don't know the farish because I was too young to be involved, but it's always Rabbi Yeshua. It's always Rabbi Yeshua. I'll finish off with the final Chassam Sefer who says, Adovo niflo ad mo'ed, and if the Chassam Sefer wouldn't say it, we would not be allowed to say it. On that Gemara in Chagiga, it says there that you bring your children to Hakel. Why? The Tosafot says there, Mikan, this is the makor that we bring children to shul. That's what Tosafot says. This is the makor that we bring Tosafot to shul. We bring children to shul. The Chassam Sofer in his Hakdoma to Tshuva's Yerideya points out the psukim in Pashas Vayera. Sodom was about to be turned over, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hamachasa ani me Avram, should I hide it? Should I tell him? Kaviyochel, it almost sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu had a sophic, should I tell him or not? And the end Hashem says, I'll tell him. Why should I tell him? Ki yadativ, because I know Lamana Shiyitzave is Bonov, is Beisei Achrov, he's going to instruct, and he has instructed his children and his grandchildren and all of the Gerim that he was Megaya, all to be Shema Derech Hashem. What was the sophic of the Rabbeinu Shalom? How was he poshet it? Says the Chassam Sofer something that, as I mentioned, we poshet would not be allowed to say this. He says, Avraham Avinu, because he was Isaac his whole life in the Makarev Abbas and the Megaya Gerim and Makarev Levavos, he didn't reach the Madrega of Nevuah that he could have reached. Because he was so involved in others that he didn't have necessarily the time or the Yecheles to reach his own Shleimus. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaMachase Ani Me'Avram, should I tell him, should I not? After all, he didn't reach the Madrega that he could have. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, I will tell him. Because he spent his life, Lamana Shiyitzaves, Bonoves, Bnei Beise, Achrav, he spent his whole life teaching his family and the rest of Klal Yisrael to follow in the ways of Hashem. It's worth it. It's worth it at his own personal expense. Even though he didn't reach the Madrega. The Medrash says that Rabbi Lozman Azariah was the one who made the drasha that you should bring children to shul litin schal mevi'ehem. The Medrash says, wow, Ashrei Elozo ben Azariah ben benoi shel Avraham Avinu, praiseworthy is Rabbi Lozman Azariah, the grandson of Avraham Avinu. What's the connection? The connection is because Tosafos tells us that because of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to bring your children to shul. which means that you have to mechanech your children. And it might sometimes be at the expense of your own avodah. And you might not be able to daven the long Shemoneh Esra and concentrate to the maximum because you have to take care of your children. Therefore, you might have said, "Oy gewalt, what's Reb Ben Azariah landed us in? He's made this whole drasha, there's an Indian to bring children to the Beis HaMedrash, I've got to be mevata on my own ruchnias?" Says the Medrash, yes. Ashrei Reb Elazar Ben Azariah, he is a worthy grandson of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu did the same. He was also mevata to an extent on his own shlemas for the purpose of being mashlem others. For the concern that the rest of Klal Yisrael should reach their shlemas, he was mevata on his own ruchnias. Av Kan Divrei Chasam Sofer is Akdama to Tshuvas. So just in summary what we said today, we said it's Mavua in the Rishonim, in the Rambam, in the Chinuch, there's no mitzvah hakel nowadays. We suggested at least four reasons why this could be the case. Number one, it could be dependent on the mitzvah of Re'iyah. It could be dependent on the Mokrim HaMikdosh. It could be dependent on the mitzvah of Shmitah D'Oraisa, and it could be dependent on having a Melech. None of which we shall have them here of Yomeinu. We said the inyan of a zeicha for the mitzvah of Hakel, some have said there is indeed a zeicha. The fact that we have Mishnah Torah and Eshana Rabbah, the fact that we have Simchas Torah and we give the Godel Shabakohol an aliyah, that's a dimin to the Melech, so we have the zeicha. And as the Adera said, that we should talk about these inyanim, especially when it comes to that time that we would have had Hakel, to make a whole ceremony out of it, the Gedolim were against, but to make a remembrance, to learn the halachas, mitzvah Hashem, as the Adera said, that we may be geula le'olam, the mitzvah Hashem, which we zeicha once again, from Kaim, the mitzvah Hakel, ketikuna, or kemitzvah in here of Yomim.
The mitzvah Hakel is drabonan, we do it by following the Adera's, by just mentioning it. That's how you had to keep the mitzvah.
But well, Chavos didn't say it's drabonan.
He did say,
oh, it's by Hashem, he said drabonan. Yeah, I don't know what he meant, whether there'd be an official tzura to it.
How can you be Mekayim?
Yeah, not sure. Okay, I thank everybody very much for the last 5 years. It has not been officially decided that what will happen to the shir, whether somebody else will take it over on an interim basis. I'm not planning on stopping the shir, I'm just taking a bit of time out. Maybe we'll resume it after Pesach or next year, so just keep tuned. Maybe somebody else will take it over.
Rob Beckerman has taken over.
Oh, he's been
yesterday.
Ah, very good, fantastic. Okay, very good. Sure. Yes,